Blog Talk Radio. good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in on this Monday night in November, the second Monday of the month. I would like to just say we are willing, we are able, we are ready to give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for allowing us to come together on Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry through Smile3E. Our phone number here is 310-861-2354. That's the number you can call to and hear us Blog Talk and via web. We also do Facebook sometime live, but tonight we're not doing Facebook. On tonight, we normally would have Pastor Troy Thomas, Servant Troy Thomas, but he was not able to do Blog Talk for us tonight. So I'm myself and hopefully Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser will be helping out with ministering on tonight. I'm your host, Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser. We will be opening up the lines for you all to comment on a little later in the program. This is what we have for this Monday night. We are going to start off with prayer. Apostle Elect Cecilia, are you on the line with me tonight? Okay, I'm assuming that I'm on the line with Apostle Elect. Minister Brandon Kaiser, are you on the line with me tonight? Okay. Well, we're going to go right into prayer. If you all would join in with me with prayer tonight. Father God, we're coming together right now, God. Touch it and agree, Lord. Asking you to bless this ministry, God. Asking you to be the head of our life. Asking you to forgive us of every sin that we've committed knowingly, willingly, and even the ones we are not aware of that we have committed. But God, we are asking you to just step in our lives, God, and change the areas that only you can change. Bless us, God, where if you bless us, no man can curse us. Take away everything, God, that's not like you in our lives. God, give us a new desire. Give us a new hunger. Give us a new wish. Give us a new want down in our spirit concerning your kingdom, concerning the body of Christ, and concerning you, O Lord, let us love what you love. Let us hate what you hate. But God, let your word be here down in our heart, God, so that we may not sin against you. God, give us the, like I say, the hunger to want to know you even the more. God, your word say some plant, some water, but God, you get the increase. God, bless the body of Christ. In this day and time, O Lord, bless the body of Christ. This world needs you more now than ever before. God, I just want to say I thank you. I thank you for being my Lord and Savior. I thank you for being the head of my life, O God. I thank you for being the head of my household, O Lord. Lord, everything that's not lined up with your word, God, I'm asking you to line it up with your word, God. God, I just thank you. God, touch our president, touch the leaders of this world, touch the leaders of our country, even the leaders in our city, our state, the leaders in our government, oh God. We're just asking you to touch our bosses, touch our coworkers, God. Touch our family members, oh Lord. We're just asking you to be God in our lives, touch our children, keep all harm, evil, danger, and death from them, God, and perversion, God. I'm asking you, God, to give the city of Chicago and every other state that needs your help, give us the insight of what we need to do to stop all of this carjacking, this shooting, and all these other things that's going on that's causing people to just not even count life as countable, God. Give us something to put together, give us something to pray about on one accord, God. God, just I'm asking you to just be God over the whole situation. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen. So, again, I'm going to ask Apostle-elect if she's on the line with me. Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, are you on the line? Okay, so on to note today, I spoke with Pastor Troy, and Pastor Troy told me that he was not able to do Blog Talk tonight, so he asked me if I could step in for him. So on tonight, what I'm asking us to do as saints and as family and friends, to just come together and just open our hearts and our minds as far as the body of Christ. A lot of us, we were brought up in the church, and some of us were not brought up in the church. Some of us have never been, how could I say this, have not been in the house of the Lord, or some of us are just not finding out firsthand about the house of the Lord and the purpose of the church. What's the purpose of the body of Christ? I remember growing up, we was, I remember as a little girl, we I don't remember a lot, but I remember we went to this church called Corinthian. It was on,
Excuse me, Minister Kaiser, I believe Brandon just opened up my phone. That was the only reason why you couldn't hear me, because my line wasn't open.
Okay, I thank God for the opening of the line. Thank you, Minister Brandon. But I was saying that I remember when we were kids, and we went to this church called Corinthian. On, I think it was, what's that, Washington and right off Holman. And it was a sanctified church. And I remember how they would just have the children be in children's church, and they would have us in children's Sunday school and different little things. And I remember we started going to another church. It was basically about a lot of family. It was called Mission Way. And I remember at Mission Way, they taught us how to pray. And they taught us how to pray in our heavenly language. They taught us how to pray, P-R-A-Y-E-R. I didn't say P-L. I said PR. They taught us how to pray. And they didn't play with praying. And if you call yourself over there trying to do something to just look like you was playing or praying, they'll tell you in a minute, stop playing with God. Don't play with God. They will have you get on that altar, and you will be on that altar, and you will pray till something happens. You will pray till you know that God has moved, and everybody in that church would know that God has and God is moving. I remember how we had our children's choir, Sunshine Band. I remember at the time she was Sister Linda Dickens, and I remember how she would play the piano, and she would teach us different songs. I remember, you know, how we would stand up, and we would have to wear our little uniforms, and we would have to, they would tell us to fast before we would, you know, sing, or fast before we did different activities in the church. I remember fellowshipping with other churches. I just remember growing up in church where they taught us that prayer was our way of getting to God. They taught us how if we wanted something to happen, that we had, it was certain things you had to do, and one of them was pray, and the other one was praise. And we also had to acknowledge, and we also had to make sure we let people know that we was not ashamed of God, because we was taught that if I'll be ashamed of God before man, that Jesus will be ashamed of us. We were taught that we are not to, you know, play with his word. We were taught to reverence God. We were taught for to keep our feet. We were taught to sit down. We were taught to, you know, reverence God's presence, reverence God's house. We were taught to love the Lord. You know, I hear a lot of people say, it don't take all that, or why are they doing all of that, and why this or why that? And I just look at people, because sometimes I have to laugh and say, if you knew like I knew, if you did some of the things that me and my sisters did, and you went some of the places that me and my sisters went, and you were in some of the places that me and my sister were in. I remember one time we was walking through the, the courtyard over in Cabrini Green, and it was a whole lot of snow outside, but we was young, we was young. You know, when you're young, you really don't care. It's not so much you don't care, you just don't think nothing's going to happen to you. I remember we was walking through the courtyard. We lived on the west side, but we way up north in Cabrini Green, and I remember they started shooting, but we were so busy laughing and running and diving in the snow, we didn't even have enough sense to know that we could have got shot. But that comes back to saying, because we had a praying mom at home that we really, I don't know if you would say took it for granted or what, but we had a mama and an auntie, and we had other aunties and family members praying for us, that even when we didn't know no better. You know, I remember us going through the Stateway Gardens. I remember us going through Argyle Gardens. I remember us going through Henry Horn at Rockwell. I remember a lot of things we did, not being smart, but just being teenagers, but just knowing that we came from a sanctified family, that I think we just took things for granted. But we always knew that if anything went wrong, we were taught to just say the blood of Jesus. Just call on the Holy Ghost. Just call on God. Just, we always knew who our source was. We always knew what to do. We always knew how to do it. Not saying there was an excuse, but just saying even in our foolishness and our silliness of being young people, we wasn't so silly and stupid, you would actually say, that we did not reverence and know what God's word said. We did not know what prayer meant, that we did not know what it meant to trust God, to believe in God. And out of all the things that we did, we was in nightclubs, and we went out and hung out, and people got shot next to us, in between us, sitting between us, around us, in front of us, in back of us. But we not even paying attention or knowing, we just not knowing how much prayer worked, how powerful prayer was and is, because it covered up. If me and my sister would honestly be honest, we would tell you nothing but the grace of God, nothing but the mercy of God, nothing but the power of prayer, nothing but a believing mother, auntie, family members, a wailing women of God that prayed for us. They prayed for their children, and that's our cousins and stuff, because we know that one thing we knew, that being a Seabury meant that you believe in God, you believe in being sanctified, you believe in living holy, you believe in speaking in tongues. I remember they teased us about our moms were holy rollers and they spoke in other tongues and how they wore the long skirts and no makeup. And they did all that. They just teased us. And I remember one day when a friend of mine, so I went with her to get something from her mother for a trip for school. And when we had to go in the place where her mom was, and her mom was laying back there in the tavern on the floor drunk, I told her from that day, you can call my mama whatever you want. You can call her a holy roller. You can call her tongue talking. You can call her whatever you want. But at least I knew where to find my mama. If she wasn't at home, she was at work. And if she wasn't at work, she was on her way to work or on her way home. I didn't have to worry about all the uncles and all the friends, and I didn't have to worry about that because my mama was just that. My mama, a sanctified mama. She was the mother of our house, one mother, one dad, and I thank God for that. So for right now, I'm going to ask Apostle Elect if she has anything to say, and we will be going back and forth with I'm just saying what prayer means to me on today. Apostle Elect.
Amen. I just want to say that, wow, when it comes to prayer, prayer means so much. Prayer means a lot in my day-to-day life. Prayer means a lot on the job, going to work, waking up in the morning, being able to sleep at night, being able to breathe, being able to walk, being able to eat. There's so many things we take for granted. Speaking right now, many of us take it for granted. Somebody can't speak right now. Breathing right now, somebody's taking that for granted because somebody's on a machine right now. Eating right now, somebody would love to be able to eat, but there's something going on with their mouth and they can't eat, or they have some type of dis-ease going on in their throat where they can't swallow, or something going on in their reproductive system, or something going on their digestive system. When it comes to prayer, there is so much connected to prayer. There is so much connected to the older women training the younger women. There is so much connected to children knowing how to pray. At one time, we were doing prayer vigils, 3-day events, for Smile 3 on the west side of Chicago. And I'll never forget this young man. He was the preacher's son. He was only 5 years old, and he would just pray with us the whole night. The teenagers and the young adults and older adults who didn't have time to even be there or want to be there because they had this going on or that going on. But this young man would just walk around and pray all night. We prayed all night until the morning. But some people don't know about shut-in. Some people don't know about praying and travailing and wailing all night. And some people will tell you, I'm praying for you, and they're not. Some people will call you for prayer, but it's seldom that they'll call you and say, I just called to tell you that I'm praying for you. It's seldom that they'll text you and say, I just call and text you to let you know that I'm praying for you. Oh, I just wanted to leave you a voicemail to say that I'm praying for you and to really do it. So because we're talking about prayer and what it means, I'm going to pray. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We lift you up, Jesus, so that you can draw all men unto you. God, we thank you for your healing virtue. God, we thank you for all that you've already done. We thank you that you've reminded us that you are to be revered. You are to be reverenced. God, you are to be honored. You are to be respected. God, you are to be worshiped and worshiped in spirit and in truth. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you with our whole hearts, morning, noon, and night. God, a songwriter said, late in the midnight hour, God will turn it around. But God, I know you that you'll even turn it around when it's not late in the midnight hour. God, you've turned things around for me early in the morning. God, you've turned things around for me in the afternoon, in the evening. God, you've turned things around for me day after day, moment after moment, millisecond after millisecond. God, you've always did what you said you were going to do. God, I've heard people say that Don't worry about it, because God will come in, and not when you want him, but when you need him. I know God will come in, and he'll come in when I want him, and he'll come in when I need him. But the perfect timing of God, God, I thank you for being a timely God. God, I thank you for not being bound by time. God, I thank you for doing everything that you said from Genesis to Revelations, for you are Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. God, your word is what it says it is. What is that? Your word is faithful. Your word is true. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God, we thank you that your Word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. God, we thank you that you watch over your Word. God, we thank you that your Word shall not return unto you void. God, we thank you for your Word. We thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you for the power in prayer, God. We thank you for birthing a prayer life in us, God. We thank you for teaching us to want to pray, not just to pray. God, many are praying for form and fashion, to be seen and to be heard. But God, you've taught us that prayer is life. Prayer is our existence. God, we don't want to even hear what it says. If you're going to worry, don't pray. If you worry, I still want you to pray. My God, my God. God, I thank you for teaching us that we are to pray. We're to pray without ceasing, for your word said that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we thank you for teaching us how to be those that pray fervently. God, we thank you for teaching us that your word says that we should pray without ceasing. God, we thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you that we hunger and thirst after your righteousness. God, we thank you for your word has already taught us great examples that would say, a declaration that says, be it unto me according to your word, not my will, but your will be done. Teach us, God, to live it. Teach us, God, to live it. Be it unto me according to your word, not what I want, God, not what I think, but, God, even align my wants and what I think up with your word, with your purpose. God, we thank you for healing Apostle Sandra Thomas from her head to her toe. God, that she's a walking, living epistle and miracle. We thank you that even Minister Renee is a walking, living miracle. God, cause us to do those things and to say those things that only you would have us to say. Cause us to be those that pray. We pray before we speak. We pray before we teach. We pray before we pray. God, we thank you that your word says that you're seeking those that would worship you in spirit and in truth. Teach us how to worship you, God, with every fiber of our total being. God, thank you for Minister Brandon. Thank God, thank you for even his fiance, God, that they will run after you for all the days of their lives, God, so that they'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, ahead and not the tail, above and not beneath. God, thank you for Minister Stan and Stanley. God, thank you for Minister Sheila, God. We thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of your people, God. For if we could not, and if we would not pray, God, how can we speak and commune with you? How can we talk to you, God, without praying, without supplication, God? Thank you for prayer, and thank you for giving us a heart to want to pray. In Jesus' name, amen. That's all I have for now, Minister Sylvia.
I thank you for that. I thank you for that. Because, like I said, on today, I had a family member call in and ask us to pray for our cousin Cookie. She's going through some things right now that the family that they're asking us to pray for her. I'm asking us to also hold Beverly Seabury also up in prayer. Another family member in the state of Wisconsin. I'm asking us to hold her and her family up in prayer. I'm asking us to hold up a friend of mine named Shay Blackwell, to hold her up in prayer. She's going through surgery on tomorrow morning. I'm asking you all to hold up Iron Sharpening Iron through Smile 3E, all the leaders and the elders and the men and women of God that are assigned to this ministry, to hold them and their family up in prayer. I'm just asking you all to understand that our way to God, after we've praised, after we've sought his word, after we study his word, we are obligated to pray, and then pray some more. I remember hearing Apostle Sandra Thomas. I remember hearing my mother, Mother Lula Kaiser. I remember hearing my sister, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, and all other saints say, pray until something happens. Don't pray just to be seen. Don't pray just to be heard. Sometimes you need to just pray with your mouth closed that your heart is talking to God. Let your inner man and let your heart commune with one and talk to God. Because when all else is said and done, that if you don't know nothing, you better know how to pray. I love the foundational scripture this ministry is built on. I love the scripture that we say every time we close off this ministry. I love the fact that this ministry has been appointed, anointed, and brought to pass and brought forth through Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And the best way, because I was taught to seek God, I was taught if I seek him early, I will find him. And the best way I was taught to seek God was to seek him with and through prayer. Seek him with and through his word. Seek God, and I know that I know that I know that after all I do, all I've done, all I've said, I can't do nothing but just say, Lord, I come to you on bended knees. I go to God and just say, God, I just thank you for all that you have done for me. And each time I do that, I found myself standing to God in prayer. I have no, other way. That's my 1-800 number that I get to Jesus. I go 1-800-PRAYER. I dial it in my heart. I dial it in my head. I dial it with my mind. When I talk to God, I just have to say, Lord, if I don't say nothing else to you, God, I just want to come to you and just ask you, God, to just bless my family, bless my friends. I pray when I'm at home. I pray when I'm in the streets. I pray when I'm at the store. I pray when I'm talking to other people. I pray when other people are talking to me. I'm praying, saying, God, teach me what to say. Teach me how to say it. I've been asked to play a part into my great nephew's life right now, and that's a constant prayer. Because I'm saying, God, I want to teach him that things happen because you allow them to happen. And I'm praying and asking God to teach me how to teach this young man that God is his source. To teach me how to teach this young man that no matter what it looked like, that God made it where you can have somebody that says you're worthy, you know, that God thought enough of you to say he loves you enough that he'll put you on somebody's heart to be there for you. I'm making sure that I ask God how to teach me how to teach him, because, see, it's one way to raise your child your way, but when you have somebody else's child that have a whole lot of somebody else's input in them, you have to pray and ask God to give you the heart, the mind, and the how can I say this, the mental setness of, Lord, teach me how to teach this kid that you have called, you have a purpose on his life. Lord, teach me how not to get so frustrated and aggravated and upset that I just say, I don't want to do it no more. I'm constantly praying, Lord, teach me how to be who you've called me to be. Teach me how to be patient with what you've called me to do. Because, see, a lot of times we have to understand, if we don't have a prayer life, it's really going to show, because you're going to keep doing things the way you think, you feel, and you, it's just, it's going to be all about you. It's never going to be what God said. So I'm just saying that to say, I believe that at a certain place and age, when you get to it in your life, you have to just say, God, it ain't even what I think no more. It's what you say. It's what you think. I have to keep saying, okay, I know the word of God. I say out of all my getting, get an understanding. I got to understand that it ain't even about me. It's about me helping someone else out. That it's about me understanding that this person right here, his upbringing or her upbringing is going to require me to get before God. Because a lot of times we don't have enough common sense to say, well, you know what, I raised my kid. I did what I had to do for my kid. But I found out in life that a lot of times kids don't wake up saying, oh, I want to be a dope fiend. Oh, I want to be this. I want to be that. A lot don't wake up and say, well, I want to be a ball player. Oh, I want to be a movie star. I want to be a rapper. But I remember growing up where in our family, it didn't really matter what we wanted to be, because we already knew that there was a call on our life that no matter what we was going to be, we were going to be a prayer. We were going to be an intercessor. We were going to be working in somebody's house of God. We were going, no matter, we were taught, there's a call on your life at a young age. You can run from it if you want to, but you're going to take that caller. You're going to do it with one hand or two, with one eye or two. It's up to you. We had to learn how, we had to just say, we were taught to pray that if we didn't want to be saved, we would talk to prayer and say, God, give me a heart to want to be saved. God, put in my heart to want to be saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and speak it in tongues. We were taught to do that. You know, that's why when I like I said earlier, I would hear people say, do it take all that? Yeah. For me, it took all that. For me, it's taken all of that. Because who much is given, much is required. And that's one thing I had to learn in life, that I couldn't do like other kids did. I couldn't say and get away with things like other kids did. No, don't think I didn't try. And we would always get caught. It was like some, we thought somebody was setting us up. But we had to understand at an early age, because our grandmother prayed and our mother prayed and all of our family prayed. We had to understand at an early age, we were born under Holy Ghost arrest. So it didn't matter how long we wanted to run and play or run from it, or we were born under Holy Ghost arrest. And I just thank God for out of all the things that we had going on in our life, that I thank God for a praying mom, a praying auntie, praying cousins, just praying sisters, praying uncles. And I just thank God for the sanctified, you know, upbringing that we had. Even when I didn't know no better, I thank God for being from a sanctified family. That out of all that we was given, prayer, praise, glory, mercy, endurance, and honor was our basic. That's what we were taught to give God and to depend on God for, to give him his praise, to give him his honor, to give him his respect, to respect his house, to respect his word. I thank God that's what we were given, and that's what I know myself and my sister, we taught our children to respect God's house. And all I can say is sometimes I be wanting to sing songs, and I try my best to sing. I try my best to remember words, but, you know, I'm like my mom. I can't remember the songs, or I can't remember the words now unless I'm singing along with somebody. But a lot of times I just wake up in the middle of the night, and I just, in my sleep, I just wake up singing, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I gotta say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you're gonna do for me." I wanna let you all know that I had I called myself trying to put some little things together, like some decorations, and I didn't know what it was before because it had happened to me before, but I didn't really know what it was. But I had a bad reaction to some perfumes from some glue, some Gorilla Glue, and I had a bad reaction to crazy glue. It touched my fingers, my hand, or I guess I wiped it on my face, or just the fumes in my face, or whatever. But my eyes had closed up where I looked like the lady from the Dr. Doolittle picture when she ate the shellfish, or with what's his name, Apostle? What's his name?
Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith. He had an allergic reaction, and my eyes was closed up. And anyway, long story short, I ended up in the hospital because I couldn't breathe. And but before I ended up in the hospital, I was teaching my nephew, the one that I asked to just start praying and talking to God and asking God to change the things in his life. And when that came to pass, and everything was turned around for his benefit, and because I was telling him, you have to pray and talk to God and do some stuff, and God has to see where there's a change in your life. And once that had happened, I told my family, I said, take me to the hospital because I couldn't no longer breathe on my own. And I ended up in the hospital overnight for observation, but they ended up putting me on some medicine, antibiotics, to open up my airway, and they put me on oxygen. So when I think about how the devil has been trying to attack me for the last couple of years, you know, since I've been helping out the ministry of Smile 3 with Iron Sharpening Iron, and how the devil has been trying to use little simple, subtle things to try to wipe me out. And I had a share with Apostle Elect. I said, you know, because I was too scared not to say yes when you asked me. I said, but the best part about it, people, if we be honest, if you pray and you talk to God, God already tell you what he wants you to do before somebody asks you. So once somebody asks you, you don't have to say, well, let me pray about it, because God has already exposed it to you. A lot of times I hear people say, let me pray about it. I say, okay, they must not have been praying for me for real, because I believe that God would have already told you to either say yes or no. You know, so when she had asked me to help out, I kind of laughed and said I was She said, think about it. I kind of took about 3 minutes. I was trying to prolong it. God said, I already told you what to do. And I told her, I said, I was too scared not to say yes, because I had been praying and I had been talking to God about taking some things and people and situations out of my life that it just seemed like it was a stronghold on me to let go or walk away from. So I started asking God to move things around in my life. And when that came apart of one of the things he was putting in my life, this blog talk on Monday, I believe that's why I'm still here, because I told God yes. You know how we say we want to look so important in front of people, or we want people to think we all deep. We said, if the Lord tell me to go, I'll go. If the Lord tell me to say it, I'll say it. Instead of just saying the truth, Lord, I really didn't want to say it. I really didn't want to go. I really didn't want to do it. But because you had already exposed me and told me to do it, I have no choice, because I've asked you for some things in life. And I believe, again, I said it earlier, and I'm going to say it again, who much is given, much is required. So on that note, I'm going to put it like this. If God has told you to do something, God has said something to you, just because it's not in front of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, if you stay grateful over a few things, God will definitely going to make you rule over many. So just stay focused on the few or the two or the self or just the one or nobody but you. And you're going to find yourself someplace where I once heard T.D. Jakes say he wasn't supposed to be there. He wasn't supposed to be there. But because somebody was busy, they had got too important, God opened that door for him. And I said all that to say to my sister Cecilia, I thank God that you're staying faithful, because one day you're going to find out, you're going to have that same testimony. You weren't supposed to be there. But because somebody decided they was too busy, God is going to really reign in your life and over your life. And that's my prayer concerning my sister, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. Because you're faithful over a few things, he's going to make you rule over many. So that is what I wanted to speak on tonight about prayer. That no matter what I say or what I do, it starts and it ends with prayer. So Apostle-elect.
Amen. I just wanted to add, one of the things that I noticed in life is that our mother was one that took people in.
Yeah.
When people lived with her. When people came to cities, they lived with her. When people needed a place to stay, they lived with her. When their children were problem children, they were sent to live with her. When whatever was going on and someone needed to live or needed a place to stay temporarily or for a while, or whether they needed a meal to eat, my mother was there. My dad was there. And one of the things that a lot of people don't understand when they're trying to understand what God is calling them to do is they can look in their DNA, not just your natural DNA, but your spiritual DNA. Spiritually, our mother was a prayer warrior, and naturally. Spiritually and naturally, our mother was someone that was inclined to hospitality. She brought people into our homes, and we gave up our beds, and we did so much. And so then even for our friends, Rennie Rose and different people that came to live with us and to stay with us and spent more time at our house than they did at their own homes. And as we will look at some of the things that God used our very mother to do and our very grandparents to do, we can actually see the call and the legacy that God has called us to. And so sometimes we're praying and we're asking God, what's next, what's going on in our lives, And we can't understand why things aren't in order. Well, sometimes the things aren't in order is because you've forgotten the legacy. So when my mom got me to come home to support her in a particular court proceeding, and then I left out of there with someone that became that lived with me for a while. And then when my son started doing different things with various foster care children and things of that sort, and when if someone needed a place to stay, they were staying with us, and if someone needed a bike, if it was his bike, we were giving it up. If someone needed this or that, and I saw the legacy going from generation to generation, it's just sometimes the generational blessings and the calling of God have been delayed but not denied or not discontinued. And so a lot of times we're wondering what's going on in our lives and why things aren't in order, and it's because of the delay or the denial of that anointing and that legacy. We're called to pray. We're called to be hospitable. We're called to take care of Jerusalem. My mother took care of Jerusalem. That means that when the family was in need, she was there. So when the family is in need and you're taking care of your friends and all of these other people, excuse me, but you're not taking care of home, that's not what Abraham did, for he took Lot with him, even when he didn't have to. That's not what David did. That Jesus could have easily blessed the whole world and everybody, but he made sure he even blessed the apostles and the people that were walking with him and his mother. And so if you're trying to find out why you're praying and things aren't happening, you might need to check into your DNA to see if you're doing the very things that you saw being done, that you were taught how to do. And so sometimes if you're falling in love with someone that doesn't do that, you may have to find out why. Is it really the person that God has destined you to be with, or is it a distraction or something that the enemy is sending your way to keep you out of focus? So if you haven't heard anything else that the Lord allowed me to say on tonight, I would say check your DNA, both spiritually and naturally, to see if you're in the will of God. And don't worry if you haven't did it yet, because you can be 99 like Sarah and walking into your destiny. That's all
right. Amen, amen. I receive that in the name of Jesus. If nobody else, I receive that, because like I said, I'm praying and asking God to guide me concerning. I thought out, it reminded me to think back on my DNA. It's in my DNA what I'm doing right now. And I've always said, because I told this young boy, because I love you so, I want to do this for you. And I thank God that it was put in my DNA back then. But like you said, Apostle Elect, we gave up our beds. And I remember asking Mama, why we always got to take people in? Why we always got to do this and do that? And I remember my mom saying to us, she said, don't y'all know God gave me enough love for everybody? She said, he put so much love in me, I can love everybody. And once she said that, I remember there was enough for us. I remember that. So I just want to say I thank you with doing this blog talk with me on tonight, speaking on prayer, speaking on the power of prayer, speaking on how prayer is in our DNA. I thank you for helping me out on tonight.
Amen. Praise God.
So, did you have any thing else you would like to speak on this evening?
No, just remind everybody about Apostle Sandra Thomas. Had a service on this weekend, and many of us wanted to come but did not get an opportunity to come for various reasons. But the reality of everything is that I've learned that prayer sometimes is better than your presence, but prayer and your presence is good too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. That is so true. Hold the woman of God up in prayer. I was able to look at it on her Facebook page, Sandra Thomas, on Prophet Antoine Thomas' page. And the woman of God stood up and ministered to the people. She ministered, she sung. She was awesome. And if you did not see it, you might want to look on her page and just see what God has done. Like Apostle stood there and said, she dropped some nuggets that basically talked about the power of God. Prophet Antoine Thomas said that when they sent his mom home in March on hospice, I think I'm saying it right. They sent her home, and it basically was telling her, prepare to die. But when the power of God is on your life, just go on Facebook and look at it and just see what God has done. Because when God has blessed you, ain't nothing no man or nobody can do. When you walking around, and they said that her body is has cancer in it. She has tumors on her spine. Tumors is what they said with the F. Look what God has done. So if you don't know the power of prayer and you don't believe in the power of prayer, that is a visual for you to see, and that's a testimony for you to hear. So I said all of that to say this. I love the Lord with all of my heart. And I love God for all he has done for me and my family and all he's going to do. I'm going to ask Apostle Elect to finish up the prayer. I'm going to start off.
And is there anyone that wants to say anything else that's on the line, Minister Sylvia?
I'm sorry about that. Yes, we're going to open the lines. Did anyone have anything they want to say, comment? Give a testimony or anything. I'm so sorry you all. Blame it to my head, not my heart. Life open.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to say thank you for tonight. And just want to thank you for the message for tonight that I say to people more often. Prayer is a nonstop subject, nonstop issue. That's something you can do anytime. But I'm kind of, let's say, go the wrong way with people. I prayed. So what you going to do, stop? Don't expect a prayer to start on Monday and you get your prayer in on Tuesday or Wednesday. It don't work like that. You never stop praying when you get it, if you get it, and you don't get it. When it is answered, you might have to be brought back. They might have to revive you. Because once he do answer your prayer, you'll be so surprised that you just might pass out with the gratitude of thank you. Because prayer is nothing to play with. Prayer is nothing to stop. It's something you should start and never forget and never stop doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Sheila, for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else? Okay. So, we'll just wait and see if anyone else would like to say anything on tonight concerning the service on tonight about prayer. All righty. So, we want to say thank you all again for tuning in on this Monday night, the second Monday of the month. Next Monday is the third Monday of the month. We will be back with another service. We're here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to call in on Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time or 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals. On Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can join in with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk. Don't forget that we are here on those days. We are here with Ministry for the Body of Christ. I would like to say I'm asking God to just cover this ministry, cover every man and woman of God that's assigned to this ministry, every man and woman of God that will be coming aboard this ministry. I'm asking God to just cover America, each and every state, each and every city, each and every leader, the President of the United States, the Vice President, their family, and to cover our families, everyone that's listening. I'm asking God to just be our Lord and Savior. Touch the heart of your people, God. Touch us and let us know what thus said the Lord. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen. Apostle-elect, did you want to pray anymore or you have anything else to say?
No, ma'am. Not unless you want me to.
Okay, we're going to close this out with our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Thank you all for tuning in on tonight. Be blessed in Jesus' name, and we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Good night.
I guess we'll be going off air tonight without the music. So, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.